Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure BioSpeed Clean Vacuum Cleaner. Save $200 on this powerful vac that doesn't have a cord and is bag-free. To save an additional $20 with free shipping, put in code word HOWIECLEAN at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Mayor Lightfoot, who promised to reduce Chicago's bloody street violence, said today that this month has been less violent than last year in June.
2021 is so far Chicago's deadliest year in more than a decade, with 65 people shot just last weekend and 10 killed.
Oh, this is the worst day of my life.
The worst day of your life so far.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
We are seeing a downward trajectory where other cities are continuing to see a climb.
There are major cities across the country where gun violence is absolutely the driver, where it is absolutely increasing.
Lori Lightfoot is a political gangster. She's cut a deal. She's not going to go after the gangs. Al Capone got nothing on Lori Lightfoot. She is a gangster.
Trump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Dementia Joe seems a little out of breath and his lips are dry or something. It's kind of a weird performance that he's putting out. He's announcing the comprehensive strategy to end violence. Nothing about us ending the ridiculous laws in places like New York and California, where they're basically not charging shoplifters anymore. You got to steal over close to $1,000 worth of stuff before you can get charged, or letting criminals go over and over and over again in places like New York City. Nothing about that. He's talking about the things that we know work, because he's been at it a long time. See, it's getting worse, but he's been at it a long time and he knows what works and what doesn't work, but things just keep getting worse. So I guess maybe he doesn't know quite as much as he thinks he knows. Did you notice he mentioned Kevlar vests? Is that the off-brand of Kevlar vests?
I didn't notice that he put another syllable in there, but he does that sometimes, like athlete.
Yeah, we'll have more of this as we go through this hour. But right now, it is time for the Chump Line.
It turns out Kamala Harris is not going to the border. She's going to the Borders bookstore in Georgetown to sign her children's book.
I think all the Borders are out of business. I used to like that bookstore. There was one in Chestnut Hill. There was one in Dedham Place too, I think. It was a good bookstore, but it's gone. But the Border Cafe is still around. You know, you can go get guacamole and a silver margarita, that kind of stuff. Burritos.
So Kamala Harris is finally heading for the border. Hey, you think the hyena's going to run into any coyotes?
You know she's going on a Friday, too. Friday, as we all know, is the bad news day dump. You know, so she wants to get it out of the way when fewer people are paying attention. And it's now the summer, so even fewer people would be paying attention this Friday than on a normal Friday that's not in the summer. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, reminding you that, just like COVID, the need for blood donations never takes a holiday. Right now, New England is facing an unprecedented shortage of all blood types, and the need has never been greater. Donating blood is what needs to be incentivized.
Dr. Fauci is the mask Turian candidate.
Would that he were a candidate. I would give me great pleasure to vote against him for whatever office he was running.
Well, Biden flew over the ocean to meet with the powers that be. They had on their earmuffs and kids gloves, being gentle on his low mentality.
That's a tune you don't hear that much anymore. 603 says the Attorney General just stated they're going to crack down hard on firearms dealers who sell guns to people not eligible to buy guns. Are they going to call it the Hunter Law? Because, you know, Hunter Biden lied on his firearms application. They ask you if you're addicted to drugs. Hunter obviously is addicted to drugs, and he said no. And I don't think he's going to be prosecuted. Call it a hunch.
This is Tony the Science Fauci. Everybody got to get vaccinated because it's the science. Just like my name.
He is so bad. They can't get rid of that guy fast enough. And he's the louder he speaks of his honor, the faster we're counting our spoons, as Ralph Waldo Emerson used to say.
Lovey, I'm rather saddened that the Red Hat is closing. I once spent a night there drinking with Genghis Carr. We drank our beers for 30 minutes and then spent 3 hours waiting for the other person to pick up the tab. I can't stand sharing a table with a shanty charlatan like that. That's why I prefer the Chanticleer or Bailey's Beach Club.
Yeah, I'm sure he has a special weekend pass to Bailey's Beach Club. Bailey's Beach Club today is saying, we don't discriminate. We have non-white members. And so the reporters are asking, well, can you name some for us? And when the phone don't ring, you'll know it's Bailey's Beach Club, the Clavern of Rhode Island.
If you like the Democrats destroying the country, you can keep the Democrats destroying the country. Vote Democrat today.
Yes. It's going to be a scary run to 2022. We got to get back to Congress to stop this, stop having to worry about things like S1 or S4.
How high does Democrat-induced inflation have to be considered an existential threat?
Yeah, I'll read you the whole story about the Jerome Powell statement yesterday. In 70s-style inflation is very, very unlikely. And you can trust him. He's not like the others. He's at least as reliable and believable a public servant as Dr. Anthony I Am the Science Fauci.
Senator Kennedy played Chipman like a fiddle when he couldn't solve the assault rifle riddle. He was struggling in his attempt at juggling. So in the end, he just continued to twiddle.
Yeah, Chipman is the nominee for ATF director, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, who is now accused of having on his record making anti-black statements when he was working in Detroit. Now we have information about the nominee for the Bureau of Land Management. Apparently, she has collaborated with eco-terrorists in a tree-spiking plot back in the 1990s. This is according to various Republican senators from Idaho and Wyoming and Alaska. I'll read you that when we come back. That's a pretty amazing story, too.
CNN reports history was made when the first transgender musher competed in Alaska's Iditarod. When it was pointed out that women and men have equally competed in this race since its inception, CNN responded, Trump's a racist.
Yeah. That's why their ratings are through the roof. The floor, just like MSNBC's.
Yes, Mr. Carr, this is Leverett calling from the Deerfield Academy alumni office. Per your request, we've gathered all surviving members of your class and are going to ask them the following question. Do you remember Howard Carr being accepted into Brown University?
I remember why Howard changed his name to Howie. It was because they said there were too many D's on his report card.
What? Never heard that joke before. And that those crickets sounded more like sleigh bells on a Jingle Bell song.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
508 says, does this newly found interest in enforcing gun laws on gun dealers apply to bad actors in the Fast and Furious cabal? Asking for a friend. The Fast and Furious cabal organizers belong to protected classes. Multiple protected classes, as you well know, 508. That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message. between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time every weekday. The number to dial if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. We have a second Chump Line of the messages that didn't make the recordings you just heard. Chopped Chumps, we call it. Chopped Chumps is posted every weekday evening around 7 o'clock. Get Chopped Chumps, the extra Chump Line messages, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, reminding you that, just like COVID, the need for blood donations never takes a holiday. Right now, New England is facing an unprecedented shortage of all blood types, and the need has never been greater. Donating blood is what needs to be incentivized.
Dr. Fauci is the Mascurian candidate.
Okay, let's take a little bit of Biden live. I don't know what this is all about. We know it's about the spike in violent crime, which he says he's going to have under control very quickly. Here it is.
60% in many places. We heard from two community leaders that do this work. Eddie, thank you for coming from Chicago. You were really, quite frankly, it was impressive, your presentation. And Devon Bogan from Richmond, California. Eddie was formerly incarcerated for gun homicide, and Devon lost his brother to gun violence. And Eddie worked as a violence interrupter. Now he runs a program that provides high-risk men with cognitive behavioral therapy to help them react to the impulses by slowing down rather than following through on the violence.
Mr. President, any arrests and that mob lynching murder of the two people leaving the Puerto Rican festival in Humboldt Park in Chicago on Saturday or Sunday? Did they talk about that?
That enroll high-risk individuals in peace fellowships, complete with intensive mentoring and social services. It's saving lives. In Sacramento, for example, 91% of the participants stayed away from gun violence. States and cities should invest in American Rescue Plan funds and those kinds of anti-violent crime programs. And today I'm announcing that the White House will be working with 15 jurisdictions that are doing exactly that, from Baltimore to Baton Rouge to Memphis to Minneapolis, to build up their community violence intervention programs starting this summer.
All of them have gun violence through the roof over the last year. They're all dominated by Democrats, aren't they? Let's go to the break. We'll have more of this when we come back. We'll cut it up for you. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
No one needs to have a weapon that can fire over 30, 40, 50, even up to 100 rounds. Unless you think the deer are wearing Kevlar vests or something.
Kevlar vests. He also, again, referred to AFT. Most people call it ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. He calls it AFT. It's pretty sad. He's going to give more money to the federal bureaucracy for gun violence studies. Okay, that should really turn the tide. As 781 says, illegal alien criminal gangs flooding into the country, Antifa allowed to burn our cities, defunding the police, decriminalizing lower-level crimes, ending cash bail, charges for violent crimes being dropped all over the country, but it's a gun problem. As someone once said, come on, man.
The Second Amendment, from the day it was passed, limited the type of people who could own a gun and what type of weapon you could own. You couldn't buy a cannon. Those who say the blood of patriots, you know, and all the stuff about how we're going to have to move against the government. While the Tree of Liberty is not water with the blood of patriots, what's happened is that there are never been, if you wanted to think you need to have weapons to take on the government, you need F-15s and maybe some nuclear weapons. The point is that there's always been the ability to limit, rationally limit the type of weapon that can be owned.
Can we do word search in the Constitution for the word cannon?
F-15. He knows you can buy, like, surplus tanks and stuff like that, right?
Okay, that's his comprehensive strategy. Just keep tap dancing around. Is it over? We'll have all the cuts as we go through the hour. Yikes. 844-500-4242. 860, Ted Kennedy was more clear and concise after a four-day bender than Biden on his best day. Well, Biden was about as coherent as Ted Kennedy after a four-day bender on his best day, but his best days are very, very far behind him.
This is not rocket science.
April 18th, 1775. The Shirt, heard round the world. We got to play some of those cuts. We got to spend, like, you know, a couple of segments some night playing some old Ted Kennedy cuts. I got them in the bottom of my desk. Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
The Fed chairman says 70s-style inflation will not be a problem. Do you agree?
No, I disagree.
98% disagree.
These factors, meaning higher airline price tickets, hotel prices, and lumber, along with generally surging consumer demand pumping up an economy that a year ago faced substantial government-imposed restrictions, are factors that should resolve themselves in the coming months. Oh, they should resolve. That makes me feel better. They're going to resolve themselves. What we're seeing now, we believe, is inflation in particular categories of goods and services. You know, like food and fuel, that are being directly affected by this unique historical event that none of us have ever lived through before. But many of us have lived through the 70s, and we remember inflation.
Police Chief Murphy, Paul, of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, talked about how...
Police Chief Murphy Paul. That's an odd name, isn't it?
Police Chief Murray of the Baltimore, Police Chief Murphy, Paul of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Murray, Murphy, Baltimore, Baton Rouge. He's from one of those places. One of those places. And he hasn't been seen for 3 days. This is his triumphant return to the public stage, to the bully pulpit, as it were. And this is the best he can do.
Next time you're at Cape Gunworks, Howie, can you check on their cannon stock?
I want to check on the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. I don't recall reading about a cannon in the Second Amendment. All right, we'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Second, we discussed disrupting illegal gun trafficking. Now the gun lobby wants you to believe that cities that are the toughest gun laws still have the highest rates of gun violence. As was pointed out by the group we had today in our roundtable, the violence is so, they argue, why do you need those gun laws if they don't work in cities that have tough laws? Don't believe it. Here's the truth. Today's conversation with Mayor Scott of Baltimore, for example, echoed what we know to be the case and hear from mayors all across the country.
Well, are you denying that the gun homicide rates are highest in places like Chicago, Baltimore, and D.C. that have these stringent anti-gun laws, allegedly? He says don't believe it, but he cites no statistics to back it up. There's nothing to back. Oh, God. We'll have more as time goes on. I just got an email from a friend of mine, and he said, I'm everywhere around New England all the time. Right now I'm at Whole Foods in Wellesley. What the heck? Half the people are wearing masks. Yeah, it used to be that there were 70% wearing masks. It's declining. I saw this story I think it's in the Mercury News, the San Jose newspaper. They interviewed people still wearing masks out in the Bay Area, which, you know, is going to be a hotbed. Even California has a higher rate of mask wearing than the woke districts in New England. A woman named Bonnie Dankberg from Walnut Creek said, I read somewhere it feels like your face is naked, and that sounds right. She's worried about her naked face, Taylor. What about her naked hands? I'd suggest that Bonnie Dankberg begin wearing mittens. Even though it's 100 degrees in California, you should wear mittens, Bonnie.
Beware of the naked face.
The naked face. Oh, my goodness. 844-500-4242. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, thanks, Howie. What Bonnie can't handle is the naked truth. It don't work. And she's...
I know.
Hey, on this Biden gun issue, you know, the problem is not new issues and new things he's got to do to crack down on legal owners or gun dealers that trying to do the best they can. It's about them letting people that are convicted felons in possession of firearms right back out on the street.
Right.
And this is the case in Dorchester that happened. They arrested a guy in Manchester. I'm not going to say his name because we believe in due process. But he's reading like a history. He was last arrested in this past 2020 for being part of an ATV swarm downtown Manchester, and he was looking to get his bail revoked. He was a felon in possession of a firearm, pled guilty to it, only served 3.5 years of a 7-year sentence in 2015.
I know. In D.C., they just had some municipal elections, and a convicted murderer was elected. And all these people that are being arrested, if you read the New York papers every day, all these people that are being arrested for these heinous crimes, or was it Joy Reid the other day said heinous crimes? They all have multiple arrests, and not in 2020 either, Zebra. They have them like, 2 weeks ago, 1 week ago. They just let them out. It's a revolving door. And they do nothing about it. And it has, you could do all the cognitive babe therapy. That's what he said, cognitive babe therapy, or the gun violence studies you want. And if you're just using a revolving door at the jails and letting them out, and then, you have all these guns laws on the books already, but they won't enforce them.
They're cracking down, as you heard from the Attorney General, on rogue gun dealers.
You mean like the ones who sold your son the gun? Your son lied under on a sworn document of saying he wasn't a drug addict, and he got a gun. Is he going to be prosecuted? I don't think so. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, Howie?
Good.
So you actually could own cannons. James Madison wrote a letter of marque in 1812 to a private brig and allowed them to have 18 carriage guns, they called them, which are cannons.
Yeah, because they were worried about the British Navy and the privateers or privateers, whatever they called them, taking the American shipping, right?
Yeah, so you could own cannon, so he's wrong on that. And then also, there's a guy, I don't know if you've seen the story, there's a guy in Newton trying to open a gun shop.
Oh, God.
They shut, they shut him. The community, I guess, offered a bunch of money for him to just leave, and then they ended up shutting him down because he didn't pull an electrical permit.
Yeah,
but it's right next door. The bill where he's building it is right next door to a cannabis shop. So I would be more worried. If I lived in New York, I'd be more worried about the gangbangers coming up to get legal cannabis. Then they're not going to go into a gun store and try and buy a gun legally. They're just going to buy it on the street. They'd be more likely to come there to buy pot.
Right. And, you know, the people who leave in the gun shop, they're not going to be impaired, unlike the people who are going to go visit the cannabis shop and then just go into their car and fire up a bone and, you know, drive impaired. I'm with you. Thanks for the call, Chris. Fred, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, hey. Listen, I'm down here in Maryland, and we have the illegals driving, you know, licenses. And, of course, they're asked to register to vote and all the other stuff when they get their license. Interesting side effect, of course, that no one mentions is what it does to car insurance rates down here. So they, you know, because you know these people follow every letter of the law, so you know they go out and get full coverage right away.
Right.
So, you know, so we're
that's
all...
That's the argument they're making right now to legalize driver's licenses for illegal aliens in Massachusetts. Well, this will force them to get auto insurance. I mean, who are they? Again, Fred, it's like listening to Biden talk about the gun laws. I mean, who are they kidding? Who do they think doesn't know what really goes on? How about the fact, Fred, that he was meeting with the mayor of Baltimore, this guy who's been trying to keep the, you know, even after Larry Hogan, the crappy rhino governor, opens up the state and tells people they can go back to work and go to restaurants and not wear masks. The stupid mayor of Baltimore was still trying to keep everything shut down, wasn't he?
Well, I haven't been to Baltimore in years, and I don't see myself going. I live 20 minutes from there, and I got that. You know, hand me tickets to a ball game, and I'll find somebody to use them. I don't have any reason to go to Baltimore. I'm, you know, I got too much to live for.
Yeah, the Orioles aren't drawing flies. You know, I mean, because I mean, who wants to go in the restaurants? I guess the mayor finally relented last week. The merchants in the city were just going crazy and telling him they were going to stop paying taxes. And he relented. But I mean, who's going into a shutdown city with all this gun violence? You can't even get you couldn't even get a drink basically in the city except in the ballpark. Plus the team sucks. Thanks for the call, Fred. 844-500-4242. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie, going to test your memory here. Do you remember here in the People's Republic when they passed a law that stated that if you were found with an illegal firearm, that there would be a mandatory one-year jail sentence?
I do. The Bartley Fox gun law, referring to the Speaker of the House, David Bartley, who's now got a $150,000 a year state pension and a place on the west coast of Florida. Yeah, I haven't heard much about the Bartley Fox gun law for about the last 30 years, Jack. It used to be on the signs when you entered Massachusetts. Warning, illegal possession of a firearm could result in a one-year jail sentence. Remember that?
There were bullet holes in the signs. I remember laughing about it.
Yeah.
Coming in from New York. But, Howie, nobody's in the can for this law.
No.
What a joke.
No, they used to have a law in New York State. It was called, I think, the Sullivan Law. It was named after one of the Tammany Hall legislators from New York City. And it said if you were caught committing a felony, even if it was a nonviolent felony like a burglary, and you had a handgun in your possession, you could get life in prison. And so guess what? People who were burglarizing homes and, you know, doing other crimes against property or property or people, they didn't carry guns. But again, that law went away even, I think, before the Sullivan Law. I don't know if they ever repealed it, but it's never enforced. I haven't read anything about the Sullivan Law for probably the same amount of time I haven't read anything about the Bartley Fox Law here in Massachusetts. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Good. You know, a while back when Obama was president and he had news conferences and speeches, I always used to turn the television off. Now I look forward to them.
You look... I look forward to Taylor and Matt pulling the sound cuts. I don't know if I could take listening to the whole thing live, Jim. I think I would get very depressed quickly.
Did you see that one cut where he didn't say nothing for about 30 seconds?
Was another,
what was going through his mind?
Oh, was that that was the Vladimir Putin cut when they asked him about whether he thought he was still a killer? Did he do it again today?
Yeah.
Again today, okay.
No, that was that was then, but
oh, okay.
I look forward to his press conferences.
All right, thanks for the call, Jim. 207 says, "Help, my AR-15 just threatened to kill me." 844-500-4242.
Well, the Tree of Liberty is not water with the blood of patriots. What's happened is that there are never been, if you wanted to think you need to have weapons to take on the government, you need F-15s and maybe some nuclear weapons. The point is that there's always been.
The point is it's always been what? What the hell was he saying? 844-500-4242. Here's a quote from a recent lead editorial in the Wall Street Journal. The president's economists are predicting the return of stagflation. Remember stagflation? We had it 40 years ago under Jimmy Carter, along with the misery index. It came back with Barack Obama in 2009. Stagflation crushes your retirement savings. The economy doesn't just stagnate, it regresses. A dollar buys less every month. You can already see it in the headlines. Inflation triples. Gasoline prices spiraling. Democrats pushing huge tax hikes on income and capital gains. The Fed's printing money they don't have. So what are you doing now to protect your money? Well, many turn to GoldCo, the leading gold IRA company in the U.S. and four-time Inc. 500 winning company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star customer reviews, you can trust the team at GoldCo to help you protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/HowieCarr or call 855-972-9718. That's 855-972-9718, the dedicated phone number for my listeners to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can take control of your retirement. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay and fall victim to another stock market crash, inflation hike, or dollar decline. Visit goldco.com/HowieCarr to get your free IRS loophole guide today. If you visit goldco.com/HowieCarr or call 855-972-9718 now, GoldCo will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's right, up to $10,000 in free silver. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
That's a Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
Part of our strategy, the Justice Department, is creating five new strike forces to crack down illegal gun trafficking and the Carters supplying weapons to cities like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and the Bay Area. With these strike forces, local and federal law enforcement and prosecutors are going to be able to better coordinate the prosecution of illegal gun trafficking across city and state lines.
Did he say the Carters providing? The Carters? They're kind of old to be getting into trafficking guns across state lines.
Social Security doesn't carry it too far these days.
I thought he got a pension. Doesn't he get a pension? I don't know. What does the Secret Service that protects him and Rosalind say about them being involved in the providing these guns? Anyway, 844-500-4242, the cheap bastard deal today. It's a great one. It's the Fun Spot, the largest arcade in the world, over 600 games, including 300 classic arcade games, a 20-lane, 10-pin, and candlepin bowling center, cash bingo, indoor mini golf, a restaurant, tavern. You can get a $50 gift certificate to Fun Spot, good in the arcades, for $25. $50 gift certificate for $25. They're open 10 to 10. That's on it's in Laconia, New Hampshire, right on the shores of Lake Winnipesaukee. Open 10 to 10. It's a great summer spot to visit if you're in the lakes region of New Hampshire. It's close to Boston. So you can get it at HowieCarshow.com, the $50 gift certificate for $25. Click on store. It's our cheap bastard deal of the day. 844-500-4242. Someone says, is Cape Gunworks selling any, have any F-15s or nuclear weapons in stock? Asking for a friend.
I know they have flamethrowers.
Are flamethrowers mentioned in the Second Amendment? Connie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Connie.
You there, Connie? Long time listener.
Thanks. Go
Love
ahead.
You guys.
Thanks.
So, just want to say that I feel like this is the long-term goal is to nationalize the police force. Can you say Gestapo?
Well, you remember during the campaign, he was asked, would you support basically defunding the police, transferring resources? And he said, of course I would. And today, Jen Psaki, his spokesman, was saying that he supports more funding for police, more funding for police. Things have certainly changed a lot, haven't they, in the last 8 or 9 months. Thanks for the call, Connie. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris. You there, Chris? Hold on. They're not. The phones are screwing up again. Chris, you're next. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Howie, Captain, my captain. From somebody who lived in three different countries on the gun control law. When I was living in London, you got stabbed.
Yeah.
When you were in Jamaica, you got machete. In Bermuda, where I'm from originally and born and raised, they had. The last time I was there, I asked a police British friend of mine what the main source of guns were, and they said there's only been two. The ballistic reports are all the same thing on all the murders, and the citizens are not allowed to have a gun. So, I mean, I don't know where this country wants to go with gun control law, but, I mean, obviously if we take them all away from the citizens, then the government can take over. That's all I got to say.
Right. No, you're right, Chris. I mean, the old bumper sticker, when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. And I think, didn't they have some kind of gun confiscation program in Australia? And the murder rate went up because the citizens could no longer defend themselves. Can we get another one here? Kathy, you're next with, we lost them. We lost everything.
Okay.
Oh, Kathy, go ahead, Kathy. Go ahead.
I just want to tell you, longtime listener, I love you. I have to say, I just can't with Biden. Even the little snippets you're playing make me sick. And I don't understand how the Democrats can't hear, or I guess they won't hear, what kind of person this guy is. He's lost it.
Certainly. Yeah, I think he's hard to listen to, except in these kind of short doses. But, you know, we'll play some more cuts when we come back. We're also going to talk about driver's license bill for illegal aliens. There was a hearing about it today at the State House, and Charlie Parker, the governor of Massachusetts, had a press conference today in which he did his best Joe Biden impression, and so did Karen Pay-to-Play Polito, the lieutenant governor. I mean, it's very whatever afflicts Joe Biden, it seems to have spread to other elected officials, and in the case of I Am the Science Fauci, to appointed hacks. 844-500-4242-781 says, is there going to be a crackdown on crackhead crackpots lying on ATF forms when buying guns or tossing guns into a public trash can in a school zone? Again, asking for a friend. I'm Howie Carr.